Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Ripples here on Joystick, and of course, a BitChute and the other site. So, let's go ahead and get started. I hope she's here right now and willing to talk to me. I've heard she's timid towards boys. She's pretty much a teacher's pet, and always top of the class in every subject. I wish it was her twin sister, Alice, instead. She's a lot more easygoing. We recently became friends after discovering we share the same taste in music. Oh good, she's here. So far, so good. Hey, Alyssa, how's it going? Hi, Grim. Do you need help finding a book or with computer access? Gee, she's really having a hard time. I guess what people were saying is true, poor girl. No, not today. I came to talk to you. Me? You want to talk to me? Yeah, I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions about what you said in class about the old power plant. Oh, I don't know. I don't know much, and Miss Gilmore said I shouldn't talk about those things. It's okay, Alyssa. You don't need to worry about coming across as inconsiderate. I'm the one asking. My dad was killed in that accident, and I'd like to know more about what you said earlier. Please? I'm sorry to hear that, Grim, but I don't know. Alyssa, my dad was one of the researchers in that department. If that was one of your parents, wouldn't you want to know as much information as possible? Just give me a couple of minutes of your time. I can't right now. I don't want to get into trouble. But I guess I could take my 15-minute break soon. This place is dead anyway. Awesome. Thank you so much, Alyssa. Give me a couple of minutes to finish my work, and I'll meet you at the back corner table. Okay, see you in a few. Man, that was tougher than I thought. She could barely speak, and I think she only looked at me in the eyes once or twice. How does she hold a job acting like that? Today, I've gone to the complete opposite ends of the spectrum with girls, from the no-fucks-given Crystal to the super-shy Alyssa. As you think about your interaction with Alyssa, she comes into your peripheral view. You catch Alyssa looking at you, and she quickly looks away with a rosy blush. Ha ha, I caught her looking at me. It's cute how she tried to look away like she wasn't staring at me. Poor girl. I bet she's never had any boy come here just to talk to her personally. She must be nervous. I need to think of a way to make her more comfortable. Her being like that doesn't benefit either of us. Maybe I can find a common interest or talk about something that we can both relate to. I'm not sure. Once again, you can see Alyssa in your peripheral, and you can't help but look her way. Chuckle. She's looking at me again. Maybe it's best I just let her finish her work and not look at her, even if I can feel her staring at me. I must admit that it's cute how she blushes and looks away when she's caught. Alyssa sits at your table 10 minutes later. Hey! So how are you doing today, Alyssa? I'm gonna be like a therapist. So how do you feel today, Alyssa? Is your mental health okay? I'm okay, I guess. You seem a little hesitant, or maybe shy. Don't worry, I just want to have a friendly conversation with you. Man, that's a weird way to talk to your peers. I'm not shy. I just get uncomfortable around boys, I guess. That's okay, don't worry about it. I was like you before I became friends with Darcy, but she sure changed that quickly. Just think of this as practice. You don't want to always be like that, do you? No. My sister tells me the same thing, but she also gets bad grades in every class because she cares more about going out all the time and cares more about boys. I don't want to be like that. You don't have to be like that. My grades are pretty good, and I'm not uncomfortable around girls. Well, most girls. I'm sure you don't spend all your time doing homework or studying, right? No, I do other things too. I like to watch stuff. You have me intrigued, Alyssa. We're talking movies or TV shows. I like to watch anime. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. You like to watch what? Anime. Really? That's awesome. I like to watch anime too. See, we aren't so different. So did you and like millions, no, billions. I'm pretty sure there's actually billions of people now that watch anime in some way, shape, or form, which is really hard for me to believe because I was always growing up as one of the young dorks that were into it at the time. I remember when you'd get made fun of for liking Pokemon. That was a real thing, dude. I had a bully that would get mad, that would give me crap about liking Pokemon. Now everybody knows about Pokemon. Oh, you do? I'm starting to feel like a therapist, but for some strange reason, I'm really enjoying this. Yeah, what kind of anime do you like to watch? Can you name me some of your favorites? Well, I like Lucky Star. I haven't seen that. Steins Gate, I saw that, but I played it first. Clannad, I didn't know there was an anime. I might watch it instead of playing Clannad. Sorry, guys. K-On! And Fruits Basket. Heard Fruits Basket was good. I haven't seen K-On! Also, like, Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya. I've got that, and I haven't seen it yet. No Game, No Life. I think I've got some seasons of that. Made in Abyss. I have, like, the first season of that, and everybody told me to stop there. And I like other ones. Wow, she seems enthusiastic about anime. She named some good ones. That's awesome, Alyssa. I've watched some of those, and they're excellent. You've got great taste. At least she mentioned Steins Gate. That's got the America episode, which never even happened in the visual novel, and it was actually good. Really? You like them too? Of course, Steins Gate was the first anime I ever watched. I think it might have been the first visual novel I ever played. So that may predate all of this by, well, let's see, it was 2012, guys. So, you do the math. 10 years? Maybe a little more than 10 years? And then I moved right on to Chaos Head, Never 7, Ever 17, and Remember 11. I played them all in a row. And I never did play much of 999 and Zeros and all that other. I know they're good, I just, you know, I don't have time. Doing this channel, I don't actually have time to read a lot of VNs at all. Like, I'm too busy playing other games that aren't visual novels. But alright, Steins Gate is a great anime, and it's a perfect, almost perfect adaptation of the visual novel. So I highly recommend it. I don't watch anime all the time, but there are a few that I really like. Oh wow, that makes me so happy, Grim. Thank you. You don't have to thank me. If anything, I should thank you for sharing your interests with me. See, this isn't so hard. We're having a great conversation here. Yeah, I guess you're right. I like talking to you. This isn't so bad. Yep, we both learned some things today. So you think you can tell me more about what you were saying in class today? Okay, it was just some stuff I overheard when I was eavesdropping on my mom and her friend. I guess her friend worked there, but at the time of the incident, she was away on her lunch break. I came into the conversation late, but I heard my mom's friend say that the FBI was interrogating her and asking her weird questions about the incident. What kind of questions? She didn't say, but she said that she was an assistant for one of the bosses that died and the FBI thought she knew something. She also said something about the media getting the story wrong and something about a cover-up. That's all I heard, though. And then my sister coming down the I heard my sister coming down the stairs, so I left. You think she was telling your mom the truth? I don't know. I'm not sure why she would lie, but who knows? She is a little bit eccentric, though. This is starting to get more and more convincing. If what she said is true, combined with what Jackie said, there may be more to this than I originally thought. You can also look on the internet. There's a forum about the power plant incident where people share theories and other information. I don't remember the name, though. You'll have to search for it. I might just have to look at it, then. Well, I really appreciate you talking to me, Alyssa. I think this was beneficial for both of us. Well, the dev seems to know a lot about Steins Gate, so I'm wondering if Ripples is going to have a Steins Gate-y kind of feel. Now, for those of you that don't know, Steins Gate had some, like, lewd scenes, but you guys have to keep in mind that Chaos Head is a really different game for the developer. I know it's been re-released as Noah. But when they first started out with that game, guys, there were actually lewd scenes in it. Like, they weren't like Arrowgate. There wasn't adult scenes, but there were lewd scenes. And this is a developer that went pretty much mainstream. So they don't really do those kinds of scenes anymore, but they were moving from the kind of stuff they did. And I think, like, Ever 17, which had some eroge scenes, if I'm not mistaken, and moved right into the mainstream. So definitely give that Chaos Head a look. It still holds up today. And of course, Steins Gate, we haven't played it. Well, I really appreciate you talking to me, Alyssa. I think this was beneficial for both of us. Yeah, maybe talking to boys isn't as hard as I thought. They don't bite. You should give it a try more often. You're a pretty girl, and I'm sure plenty of guys would love to have a conversation with you. Uh-oh, she's blushing. Never mind. Oops, maybe I shouldn't have said that. She was doing so well, too. Oh, I'm sorry, Alyssa. I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable. Forget I said that. No, it's okay. I'm just not used to anyone saying that. Well, I wouldn't lie to you. Anyway, I should get going now. I'm sure you need to get back to work. Thanks again for talking to me. If you hear anything else, please let me know, okay? Okay, I will. Bye, Grim. Bye, Alyssa. Wait. If you want, I mean, she's really having trouble this time. Man, I thought we made some progress today. If you want, you can come back here again and, you know, talk about anime and stuff. Well, I guess we did make some progress today. I'm so proud. Should I tell her I'll come see her again? Yeah, why not? Sure, that sounds like a great idea. I'm slowly building my harem in there. I mean, I haven't watched any in a while, and you can suggest some good ones for me. I'll stop by sometime when I'm not too busy. Okay, just stop by around this time. It's usually when I take my break. No problem. I can do that. Alright, bye, Alyssa. Bye, Grim. Well, that was certainly interesting. As you leave the library, you run into a familiar face. Man, the women are just coming out of the woodwork here. That's what I was looking for. Hey, Grim. Hey, Alice. What are you doing here? I came to see you, of course. Oh, shut up. You know I'm not the twin that works here, silly. Haha, I know. It sounded better than saying I came to see your sister. My sister? Yeah, I was asking her about these rumors that she was talking about in class, about the power plant. I was gonna say, Alyssa doesn't talk to boys. Yeah, she sure had a hard time talking to me, but towards the end, she definitely surprised me. I'll believe that when I see it. If you want a real conversation, you know who to find. Haha. Did you just leave the gym or something? Oh, the outfit. Look at me, I'm all sweaty. No, Jim, I was out for a jog and thought I'd stop by and see Alyssa. Seems like a nice day for a jog. Yeah, it's beautiful outside. I'm trying to get in as much jogging as possible before winter gets here. I've been slacking during the summer. Doesn't look like you've been slacking. Thanks, I guess that's all the more reason to keep up with it. Yeah, good. Hey, what did you think of the new Wrench album that came out this last week?
Wrench?
Well, I don't know. Are they as good as Tool or... You know, there's no band called Saw and Hammer and Drill. Somebody's gonna tell me there is. I know there's a band called Buzzsaw. I love it. I don't know why some fans don't like it. I know. Okay. I know what they're talking about. This was the new Tool album. To be honest, it grew on me. It took a while. I'm not gonna say who I know, who I talked to about it, because he's a, like, super big YouTuber, and I never thought he was gonna be a super big YouTuber, but he is now. But yeah, back when we were... things weren't as big. Yeah, we were talking about it, and he's like, you know, it's not, it was one of his first videos, but he's like, yeah, it's a little different, but I liked it. I think it's worth a try. I can't remember the name of the damn record now, but I don't know if I can even say it. But it would be boring if every album sounded the same. sounded the same. Bands do evolve, you know, except AC/DC. But we want it no other way. You got that right. I'm glad you feel the same way. So what are you doing today? Whoops. I'm just gonna walk home and relax. You going south? Yeah, I live on Paper Street. Yeah, I know where that's at. I don't live too far from there. Do you want to walk together? I'm done jogging for the day, and I'm also going home. Yeah, sure. I'd love the company. All right, let me talk to Alyssa for a second, and we'll take off. Sounds good. So you and Alyssa were talking about the power plant?
Yeah.
And that's it? No, we talked about a couple of things. Why? She's acting strange and had this weird smile on her face when I mentioned you. You know how she is around guys. Maybe she was just happy we had a good conversation. A good conversation, huh? Besides the power plant, what did you guys talk about? We found out we have some common interests and hobbies, and we were talking about that. What? All of her anime, video games, and those weird Japanese comics? Those are called mangas. Mongos, lady. They're mongos. Oh, so you're a nerd like her? Depends on what you define nerd as. I think the true definition is an introverted person that lacks social skills or a person that is an expert in a particular field or interest. But I think you're talking about things you consider nerdy. If enjoying an occasional anime or playing video games makes me a nerd, then yeah, I'm a nerd. Heh, you're such a smartass. So by your definition, you'd be a fitness nerd, right? No, not at all. Going for a jog once a day doesn't make me a fitness nerd, and I only just started jogging a couple weeks ago. So you're not sweating to the oldies? That might be a... Playing video games once a day doesn't make me a nerd, then. Whatever, you're still a nerd. It's alright, I knew a lot of pretty ladies that liked nerds. You never know it. Like, I'm sure she likes that big Chad guy. No, she's into nerds. And you'd be like, huh, how'd that happen? I don't know, it's weird sometimes. Play it. If you say so. A cool nerd, though, giggle. You're damn right I am. Okay, so you're no longer cool after saying that. Nope, you can't take it back now. Can too. Cannot. Can too. Did you learn anything useful from Alyssa? What do you mean? About the power plant. Actually, yeah, she told me some interesting things. I wouldn't hold too much value in the things she says about the power plant. She told me some of her conspiracy theories, and I don't know why she just can't accept that there was a malfunction or an accident. I think she watches too much anime and wants to imagine something similar happened at the power plant. Maybe. There might not be anything going on, but it's worth a listen. Even Miss Gilmore said there's things that don't add up, so I don't mind listening to what they have to say. Good luck on all that. I hope you find the answers you're looking for. Honestly. Thanks. Can I ask you a question? Sure. I want you to answer it honestly. Don't tell me what you think I want to hear. I'll be honest. Alice stops walking and faces you. If you were dating a girl and you wanted to hang out with her, but she said she was hanging out with another guy, would that upset you? No, not really. I've known girls and their boyfriends. Like, I dated a guy's girlfriend after they broke up. And this was a long time after. He always said, you know, if anybody wanted to, you know, try to date her, I'd buy him some beer, is what he said. Lucky me, I was actually the one that dated her for a while. He didn't buy me any beer, though. He moved on. It's no big deal. It depends. Do I know this guy? Do I trust this girl I'm dating? How long have we been dating? How much are they hanging out? And by hanging out, what exactly are they doing? Let's say you didn't know the guy. You haven't been dating her that long, and you don't know what they're doing when they hang out. Well, that's true. That is a good point. Do they hang out a lot? More than I'm comfortable with. So is this about you? Are you talking about a guy you're dating? Yeah. Yeah, and I'd be upset if I was dating a girl and she constantly hung out with a guy I didn't know and had no clue what they were doing. Okay, thanks for answering. It's no big deal. We were just playing to hide the sausage. You know, he gets a sausage out of the refrigerator and he hides it somewhere in the house and I have to find it. No big deal. It's a really popular game. Alice's question leaves an awkward silence in the air as the both of you continue to walk down the street. Well, this is me. Thanks for walking with me, nerd. What? Fine. Thanks for walking with me, Grim, you cool, sexy, smart, courageous guy, you. That's much better. Bye, Grim. Bye, Alice. I'm not sure what to think about all this information I learned today about the power plant. The more I hear about it, the more it seems like something fishy's going on. Maybe I should ask Tiffany if she's heard anything. I'll have to be careful about how I approach this. It's not an easy subject for her. As you approach the living room, you can hear music and people talking. Is Tiffany dancing around again? Yep, oh my god, it's Richard Simmons! They really are sweating to the oldies! Now, I'm gonna be fair, I have not played this before at all in my life before today, so I had no idea it was gonna be Richard Simmons sweating to the oldies. I just threw that up. Well, damn! Looks like Tiffany's friend Valerie is here. She's such a hot little MILF. What kind of workout video is that anyway? It looks old. Tiffany is obsessed with stuff from the 90s. Come on! Let's work those hammies! I'm trying to do a Richard Simmons. It's not easy to do Richard Simmons, guys. Alright, let's do a couple more stretches and wrap it up. Good, I'm getting tired and starting to sweat like a pig. We really want to stretch those hammies there, ladies. Come on, you can do it. Just a little more. Oh, I never realized how great of a body Valerie has. And even Tiffany has a wonderful... They are looking at you, sir. And so is Richard Simmons. Your thoughts are interrupted when Valerie happens to look back and catches you staring at her. Oh shit, I've been spotted! It's like the little exclamation mark in Metal Gear Solid appears. Bing! You grab the closest thing you can find and pretend you're sweeping the floor. I think she's pissed. No, wait, she's smiling. She just looks weird upside down. Looks like she doesn't mind. Good, I don't feel so weird now. What are you smiling about? Looks like we have an audience, hee-hee. Oh, Grim's home. Hello, ladies. How's the weather down there? Hello. I'm sorry, Val. We can stop if you want. No, I don't mind an audience. I enjoy being watched. Oh, Val, stop picking on him. I'm not, giggle. So what's next? That was our last stretch, but I wouldn't mind if we keep going. No, I think I'm done for the day. I'm beat. All right, all done then. Hey, Grim, it's nice to see you again. Did you enjoy the show? Hey, Valerie, nice to see you too. I was just helping Tiffany out with some of the chores. Sorry if I was intruding. No, you weren't intruding at all. In fact, it makes me want to exercise harder. And just so you know, Tiffany just swept the kitchen before our workout. That's why the broom was out. You can continue sweeping all you want, but I would rather have you join us next time. I have the perfect workout for us. Val, leave him alone. I already embarrassed him enough this morning. I was only telling him you already swept in here and he should join us next time. Oh, I was wondering why there wasn't much dirt and stuff on the floor. Yeah, Grim, why don't you join us next time? Didn't you say last week you wanted to start being more healthy and eating better? Well, I did just think it would be beneficial to start working out. I would probably embarrass myself, but the benefits of exercising would be worth it. What should I tell him? Yes! That's a good idea. I was just thinking to myself that I should start working out. Ooh, I'm looking forward to this. Calm down, Valerie. This is for Grimm's benefit. Stop acting like such a nympho all the time. What? Can't work out and have fun at the same time? I know you're looking forward to it, too. Didn't you say he... Valerie! What we talk about in private stays private, okay? Fine. Sorry, Tiffany. Alright, Tiffy. I'm going to head home and take a nice cold shower. It was a great workout. See you next time. It was nice seeing you again, Grim. I look forward to our next workout. There are a couple of exercises I want to try to acquire strong, manly hands. I hope you're ready. Val, go home and take that cold shower already. Okay, okay. Bye, guys. See you next time. Bye, Valerie. Bye, Val. Grim, come here. I want to talk to you for a minute. Sure, what's up? First, I just wanted to apologize for this morning. I'm sorry if I embarrassed you. Her cleavage. Don't stare. Don't stare. Don't stare. How can I not stare at her boobs when they're staring at me? Clearly. Clearly staring at me. Stare at cleavage. I am a man. Gulp. Jesus. They're so moist and dripping with sweat. I need to stop. This is Tiffany we're talking about. Grim! Yeah? Are you listening? Yeah. Your boob said you wanted to apologize. I mean, you said you wanted to apologize for this morning. Okay. That conversation got me thinking about your father, and then I noticed how much you look like him nowadays. I won't talk like that anymore if it makes you feel uncomfortable. No, it's fine, Tiffany. I don't mind. As I said earlier, I was struggling with food going down. I need to slow down when I eat. Are you sure? You're not just saying that, are you? No, I'm positive it wasn't you. Darcy. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. It's fine. I enjoy the compliments. Maybe just try to keep them down in front of Darcy. She likes to bust my balls over stuff like that. Haha, Darcy sure does like to play around a lot, huh? You have no idea. Maybe I should ask her if she knows anything about the power plant. Hey, may I ask you a question? Yeah, sweetie, of course. You haven't heard any rumors about the old power plant, have you? Like scandals, cover-ups, FBI interrogations, and that sort of thing? Oh, Grim, let's not talk about that right now. I've heard enough rumors and conspiracy theories from Valerie and Scarlet when the disaster first happened. If you feel like you need to talk about those things, maybe we can sit down and discuss them another time, but I already went down that rabbit hole and it leads to nothing but disappointment. Okay, sorry I asked. I've just been hearing things at school which got me thinking. Hey, how about I tell you something positive instead, like a story about your father? Sure, that sounds good. Okay, I'll tell you the story about how I met your father. So it's kind of like the TV show, huh? Don't worry, it won't take me 9 seasons. Haha, nice one. Okay, so it all started when I was working part-time in college. I was doing deliveries for the place I worked at, and had a delivery at the power plant. I was told to meet the customer in the parking lot because they were strict about who they let into the building. So, I got there a couple minutes early and decided to stay by my car while waiting for the woman to come out for the delivery. All of a sudden, I heard someone yelling behind me. You fucking cunt! I'll break the window if you don't open the fucking door right now! It scared the shit out of me. I slowly turned around, preparing myself for the worst. That's when I realized a guy was just locked out of his car and having trouble unlocking it. He yells again and says, Alright, you piece of shit! No more premium gas! From now on, it's only regular for you! On top of that, no drive-through car washes for a month! No, make that 2 months! I immediately started busting up laughter. I never heard anyone talk to their car like that. He looked up and noticed me and said, He's been acting up ever since I told him I was going to get a second vehicle. One that's better on gas since I don't live here in Riverside. I replied, yeah, I hate when they do that. He laughed and said, I'm sorry for my outburst. The stupid car won't unlock. I then said, maybe you should try a different approach. Talk nice to him and give him a nice rub on the hood instead. As soon as I finished saying that, I heard a beep and the car unlocked. I don't know if it was a delayed reaction or if he hit the button on his keychain again and was playing along. Either way, it was hilarious. And he looked at me shocked and said, "I think he likes you. Are you some kind of car whisperer?" I laughed again and told him, "Love is always more powerful than hate." He then replied, "I guess you're right. So what are you doing out here? Do you need help with something?" I told him, "No, I'm just waiting for someone." And he said, "No man should ever keep a pretty woman waiting." I laughed and said, "No man here. I'm just waiting for a customer to come out for this delivery." He continued talking until the customer finally showed up. "Your father was such a charming and funny man." "That's a great story. I'm glad you were able to meet my father." "Yeah, if it wasn't for that delivery, I would have never met him. And I may have never invited you guys to come over and hang out." "Well, I'm glad you did. I don't know where I'd be right now if you hadn't." "Ah, Grim, you're so sweet. Your father would be so proud of you if he could see you today. Come here, give me a hug. I'm glad you're here too. Don't ever think otherwise, okay? I know it's hard on you without your father around, and I can never take his place, but I'll always love you just the same." "Aw, Tiffany, stop. You're making me teary-eyed. I'm supposed to be the strong one here. Tiffany's such a wonderful person. I couldn't be happier living here with her." "Hey, there's nothing wrong with men that cry. I prefer men like that. It shows emotions, and that shows you care, and that what I said made an impact on you. Come here." You hug again, and this time Tiffany squeezes even harder. She's not making this easy on me. Too many emotions to comprehend. Not to mention her soft, shiny breasts pressing against me and adding to the confusion. "Sorry, I forgot I'm a little sweaty from the workout. I hope you don't mind." "No, it's fine. I don't mind. I was gonna take a shower in a little bit anyway. Shit, I think I spoke too soon. I'm at half chub and a full hard on is fast approaching. I shouldn't feel this way about Tiffany, but her body has me conflicted. Maybe I should let go. Yeah, I think we both needed this. I'm happy that..." "Oh! Is he hard right now? I know boys at his age can have raging hormones and get hard very easily. Maybe I'm pressing my body a little too tight against him. It's been a long time since my body felt a hard gu..." No. Get your mind out of the gutter, Tiffany. Looks like I'm squeezing a little too hard. Your friend down there is getting excited. You immediately let go and get red in the face. Damn, this is awkward. I need to think about how to respond. Sorry, Tiffany. I have no control over it. It's really embarrassing." "Oh, stop. Don't act like that. It's perfectly natural. I take it as a compliment. But just remember, you shouldn't be thinking about me in that way. I know I'm partially to blame for pressing my boobs so tightly against your body when I'm wearing this. Maybe you need to find yourself a girlfriend so she can take care of that thing for you, so you're not so trigger-happy all the time." Oh, this is so weird. She's staring at the bulge in my pants. "Sorry, I shouldn't be talking like that. Forget I said anything. Okay, I'm gonna jump in the shower. Looks like you need to cool down, too. Talk to you later."
"Later."
Man, that was a rush of emotions. Tiffany is such an amazing woman. I'm so glad she's in my life. But am I really having sexual thoughts about her? She's almost like a mother to me at this point. And she was just standing there looking at my bulge. I know she's a cool lady that's not easily embarrassed, but still. She's probably just trying to make me feel better since I was so embarrassed. I should get on the computer and also see what's going on with Darcy. Hey, look who it is! Hey, Grim. Skylar. Hello, Skylar. As you're about to walk into your room, Jessica's friend Skylar surprises you with her appearance. Wow, she's looking beautiful today. I love her style. She's the one that came back with Jessica one night after a party and gave me a hand job. Oh, that one. How have you been? Well, we're going to answer that question on the next episode of Ripples. Yeah, it hasn't even gotten to time yet. It's going to take some time to get to the time part. But, you know, it'll be time for that eventually. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you next time with more Ripples. On Grimm's Uncanny Valley, stay tuned. Eternum is coming up, I promise.